What do you think it means to be a person?
I don't know.
Me either, really.
Go.
No. Say scratch that again.
Scratch that a fan.
I'm Caitlin Metz, a non-binary illustrator and designer.
I'm Rebecca Tossig, a disabled storyteller and writer.
And this is Scratch That, Parenting and Reparenting Off Script.
A podcast for people trying to parent and person at the same time.
Head over to our Patreon, Scratch That Podcast, for show notes and a transcript of today's episode. And also to join the conversation.
Thank you for being here.
Hello, dear listener. We wrote you a letter to welcome you to this podcast and tell you a little bit about ourselves. So we're going to read it to you now. Dear listener, we can't believe you're here. Like, literally. Your presence feels like a miraculous little sparkle lighting up the dark sky. For both of us, and in distinct ways, becoming a parent was a pretty disorienting, lonely experience.
I, Rebecca, remember feeling like I had to hide the horrible secret that I was actually an imposter. I didn't feel like a quote-unquote real mom, and I couldn't let anyone know it. Especially as a disabled parent trying to navigate this role with a whole history behind me, this whole context around me, parenting within this reality that disabled parents disproportionately lose custody of our children, are questioned and scrutinized in uniquely sharp ways. There were and are pressing reasons to hide my doubts, my cracks, my big question marks. Becoming a parent also lifted the lid on a whole jumbled system of coping mechanisms I've developed since I was just a little disabled kid trying to survive out in the world. Tools like disconnecting from my body, not feeling and never expressing pain, relying heavily on a steady stream of verbal affirmations that I am good, I am good, I am good, which means I can never stop working relentlessly and fearfully to get it right, get it right, get it right. It is one thing to recognize these impulses in myself, but an entirely different animal to feel those same impulses bubble up while I'm trying to guide a new human through this place. As I parent my son, I feel the necessity to get in there and reparent myself. And how does a person do that kind of juggling act?
For me, Caitlin, pregnancy, among other things, like sending me into full-blown panic attacks when I first felt those tiny kicks that people love to romanticize, brought on gender dysphoria. I was unavoidably female, but also incorrectly so. Watching my figure morph into the shape of ultimate womanliness left me feeling like I'd swallowed a soured egg pickled in pond scum, which is to say, deeply unsettled. Not because I hated the sight of myself, but because the way others saw me. It was though the sight of my expanding stomach induced selective amnesia, and everyone seemed to forget that my name was Caitlin and began calling me Mama, Mommy, Mom. Perfect ass strangers, receptionist, and extended family. My skin crawled, and I shook, and I cried and panicked and smacked the palms of my hands against my temples over and over, trying to understand the conundrum I'd found myself within. I wanted this person I was growing. I'd spent so much time preparing myself mentally and physically. What I hadn't prepared for was how incongruent I would feel. Did others feel this way? Was everyone just pretending to be okay, or was I broken? For comfort, I began searching for stories of non-binary and gender non-conforming parents, especially those with birthing bodies. Shrouded in the cocoon of lockdown, I scrolled for hours looking for the nurturers who didn't fit cultural standards of gender, who maybe hated pregnancy but loved their future child, who were speaking about the real grit and grime of this bloody, guttural, primal act of reproduction, and the very endless many ways there are to bring a person into your ecosystem.
And here we are now, not alone, building a whole community of beings who are also setting out on their own winding paths on wobbly legs. We are learning that there are actually a lot of us out here who don't match the pictures of parenting we've been given, who long for new scripts that better match us, our families, our values.
But without you, this project is only half complete. We, Rebecca and me, Caitlin, will construct a container for us to gather within. We want to hear your stories, your fears, your joys, and ideas. And we hope you'll come along whether or not you're a parent. We were all children at one time, and we firmly believe there is no such thing as other people's children. And we see parenting itself as a sharp lens with heightened stakes to do the work we already want to do, this deepening of understanding that is available to all of us when we can pause to be, to notice, look, listen, feel, and breathe.
This podcast, this ambling, yet to be fully realized collection of stories and questions, is a place for any being searching for gentler ways to live, for more stories to capture in flashes, the endless ways there are to be humans together. We are honored, grateful, and awed to be here with you.
XOXO. Okay, now that you know how much we love you, let's begin. We literally, within the last 2 hours, announced this podcast on our Instagram, our newsletters, all the places. So, Rebecca, how are you feeling?
I mean, we have been working on this and dreaming this up and nose to the grindstone, so to speak, for months and months. And I think there was a part of me that was just like bubbling over and couldn't contain anymore and was excited to just share. And also, I don't think there's anything in the world I've ever made and shared that didn't make me feel just like a tiny bit nauseous and dizzy to actually let go of it and share it with people. I don't think I'm capable of feeling easy breezy about that. It feels incredibly vulnerable to like have this little project in our hands and to open that up and to show that and share that with other people. And so I would say that the little bits of responses, like we've been trying to work this morning and / also getting distracted by checking people's responses. And every single one of them, like every single, yay, can't wait to listen, where do we find you message just feels like I want to cry. It means so much to me to see people in it with us and excited for this thing that is important to us and matters to us. And we've even seen like some support come through on our Patreon. And I just feel like in awe of that. I feel a lot of love for humans this morning. I feel reminded of the sweetness that humans possess or are capable of sharing. So I'm feeling like kind of teary-eyed, honestly. What about you? How are you feeling?
I feel like I got all of my nerves out last week when we were together. Not like all of them. I feel like nervous and bubbly. I feel buzzy for sure, but I had like so much self-doubt and panic like a few days ago when we were writing all this, and now it just feels like I just want to make all the things now. I want to just run to the next stuff. I can't wait. I can't believe that we have to wait until the 30th for the episodes to be live. I'm just like, oh my God, that's a million years from now. Because I am so excited. What we said in the letter, which is like that this is only half finished without people, feels so, so true. So like seeing those comments, like refreshing Patreon to see who's joined and who sent a little bit of dollar bucks our way. It feels real. It feels like it's created. I never feel like my work is finished until I share it. So yeah, I just feel kind of high right now.
What you said about it's like incomplete until the people are here with us. One of the comments that came in after we announced on my Instagram was just like from a parent who was saying that they were like receiving that post or reading that post on their second leave with their newborn baby. Then there was daycare problems or issues and something about like what a trip it was to be a parent. And I was like, oh, these are the things that we're experiencing out in the world and feeling and carrying, and to be able to feel like we can offer a container for working some of that through and being together and not alone. I think what you said resonates with me, that the togetherness, I mean, there's a gift of our togetherness, and then we get to have this offering of opening up a greater swath of togetherness that does feel like we haven't really started until that happens, and is really exciting piece of it.
Interrupting this episode to say thank you to everyone supporting the podcast on Patreon.
We love seeing your comments come through. We love getting to know each of you better. Like, you being there really means the world to us.
If you want to support the project financially, you can become a paying patron for as low as $5 a month. That's less than a latte.
But there's lots of free ways to support the podcast too. Sharing episodes, giving us one of those very pretty 5-star reviews, all of that makes a huge difference too.
And you can also join Patreon without paying, so the show notes will always be there for you. Okay, back to the show. Why are we making this podcast? Like, in your bones, when you get goosebumps, what is this for you?
I feel this in layers. I think like the very immediate sort of instant gratification or joy of it is just getting to talk with you regularly about these things and to have these on the calendar check-ins where we're having conversations about what it is that we're doing alongside our little humans that we're guiding through the world. Like, I really value your perspective so much. You are a voice that I want in my life. And so to have that on the calendar feels really good to me right away. But in the bigger scope, beyond just you and me, kind of like what we were talking about a bit ago, I think one thing that I have been longing for a while around parenting conversations is this like opening up of the script. I feel like the longer I'm a parent, the more I feel the punishing restriction of the really narrow scripts we have around parenting and the default, flat, limited images of family and parenting and caregiving that we have in the world. And so I feel like there's a lot of energy around plumping that up and gathering like all these different kinds of stories. We're going to be talking to so many different parents and people about their experiences around these topics. And so I just want to like gather all of these more complicated and dimensional and nuanced and specific versions of parenting so that we can all feel empowered to like become the parents that we are, as opposed to like stretching ourselves and contorting ourselves into weird shapes to try to become the parents that we think we should be or that match some sort of prescriptive story. So I feel we've talked a lot about like an archive, like gathering and creating this really dimensional, meaty, juicy archive of different kinds of and ways of parenting and being people, and being able to offer that to all of us feels good to me. I feel like since becoming a parent, I'm shocked by how many conversations I have with people that I would not have imagined felt alone in their parenting or felt like a misfit in their parenting experience or felt like they didn't fit or match in some way. And so I just want to gather this for us, for our broader community, like for culture, for society. I think that we should have more stories, and I'm excited about that. But what about you? What are the things that make you feel alive and buzzy about this project?
I mean, also the regular check-in with you. I feel like I have been, since pregnancy, I've been looking to you. Otto is 6 months older than Charlie. And so you've always been just a step ahead. And that feels really good to me, to see someone, I can see you struggling or succeeding or celebrating in real time and know that I'm kind of right behind where you're at. You have talked a lot about this like totem archetype statue, which I think we talk about in another episode, but of this like idea of mother, capital M, mother, and about tearing that down and like taking apart what is useful and not, and kind of, to me, I view it as us like reconstructing it as this like patchwork. And maybe it's just like really flat thing, but now it's like super dimensional and it has like mirrors and it's like stitched together. And it's, that's what this feels like. I went to, there's a show that opened up in St. Louis. There's a local artist, Basil Kincaid, and he creates these stunning fiber art quilt is like not the word, but pieces, but they're just so beautiful and raw. And I'll link to it in here because it feels like I went and saw it this weekend and I was like, this is what I want it to feel like, this new constructed idea of mothering, parenting, caregiving, however that lands for people, that we just create this really rich tapestry of all the things that it could be. And this like feeling less lonely. There are a couple like accounts or books that I just clung to in that time because the mainstream conversation about parenting, the types of books even that you can read to prepare, so much of it just is like, it's flat. It feels like a trope to me. It's like this reusing of these like phrases or ideas that just, if you stop and think about them for any amount of time, just don't make any sense, at least to me. And that left me feeling just so lonely and weird and outside. And so this feels, it feels just magic to be able to cultivate a space for other people to feel less lonely, but also for myself to feel less lonely.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember, I might be misremembering, but I don't think I remember any, finding any like book when I was pregnant that made me feel like, oh, this is like speaking to me specifically in my experience. I think that there have been a lot more things about like disabled parenting coming out since Otto was born, which I'm really thrilled for. But yeah, it's weird. It's weird to me that in the world where we're kind of saturated in a lot of parenting things, there's lots of like parenting resources, but, and then to feel like you look around in that giant pool and still feel alone is almost like double pain. Like, I must be so weird. I must be so, I don't belong here because why does none of this feel like it's written for me or that I'm the audience for it? So yeah, and thank you for bringing up that image of the towering specter of motherhood. Cause I think that, yes, I like, what would it be like to have an object that instead of inspiring us to match would be like empowering us to do our own thing, right? Like to figure out our own version, our own way of tapping into who we are and what we have and bringing that to this process. So yeah, I think a lot of what we are excited about is that being together, that community, that like expansive community. So I wonder if you could speak a little bit to like what that's actually in the practicality of what this community looks like, because we have this Patreon. You are more familiar with Patreon as a platform, as a creator. So talk us through it. What does this look like?
Yeah. So Patreon, if you're completely unfamiliar, is an incredible space where creators can get paid directly from fans, people who support their work. And it has evolved. I've been on there for like, I don't know, like 5 or 7 years or something using it. And at different times, it's like really paid bills and other times less so. But so we chose Patreon as our hub where we are going to leave our, it's kind of like our website, our landing page for this show. The show notes will be there. Transcripts will be there. Any videos we make or content, but we have it, it's all for free. So you can join without paying any money, which is a new feature of Patreon. I feel like this is an ad for Patreon now. So you can just join, and it's essentially kind of like joining our email list and also a landing page for all of the things. But what we're really excited about is that people can comment. You can comment on the posts, like directly under the episode on the show notes. We have a couple videos already up there that people can go and have conversations around. And Patreon has some features for like building whole conversation threads around certain topics. So we're really thrilled for this space to be somewhere off of Instagram, off of social media, where there's just a little more effort put into joining. I think it's not even behind a paywall. There's just like two more steps. You have to go to a different page and you have to like click to sign up. And I just think those few acts will really soften the conversation and not necessarily protect it, because there's no, we can't assure like actual protection for like feelings or tenderness, but I think that it will help support that. And we really want to cultivate a space there that does just feel like this warm hug and place that everyone can be. We're not out here giving advice or 1-2-3 guides, or we don't have like one way to do this. We're wanting to talk about all the many ways. And so we hope that this will be a really beautiful space for that. And in the future, I anticipate just like wanting to make stuff, resources, guides, in the way that like I make the thing that I need and then I share it. And Patreon has all of the infrastructure for us to be posting downloads and printables and videos and exclusive episodes.
And eventually we're thinking that some of that content would be behind a paywall. But for now, everything is free, and show notes and transcripts will always be for free. And then when we share, like for every time we do a new post with a new episode, people will get notified in their emails?
Yeah, and they can like choose their own notification, how much or how little they want. But yeah, every time an episode goes live, you will get an email that has show notes, the transcript, and links to listen anywhere podcasts are heard.
Okay. Cool. And then like one of the reasons people might sign up for the Patreon is even just so they don't miss an episode. Like if they do want to get notified every time an episode drops, then that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, to know the stuff. And I'm sure we'll like clarify something in the show notes. There's just going to be more stuff there. Like if you are really, you can just listen on Spotify. You don't have to join. But if you're at all invested in a tidge more.
Yeah. And then the idea is that people can be commenting and adding their own notes on each episode. So we'll have a lot of like conversations specific to, I don't know, whatever person we interviewed or the juicy question that Caitlin and I are wrestling back and forth about. So there's a lot of conversations that we want. I think part of the hope of this is that there would be so many voices that could, you know, expand the conversation. We don't want it to just be Caitlin and I, but all of these voices coming together in solidarity and togetherness. So, okay. And then maybe we leave people with a few practical ways of how they can support us as we get this off the ground and we rock it into the podcasting world. What are some things that people can do to support us?
Join Patreon so that we have your email and we can send you updates. You also, this is totally optional, but if you want to leave a one-time donation on Patreon, you can, because we are self-funding this and it is a little pricier than we had anticipated.
The financial stuff is super helpful, but even if that is not an option, there's a lot of other things that you can do to support that are really helpful. So, you know, you hear every podcaster talk about leave us a 5-star review on Apple. That would be great. That would help kind of create some visibility for us. You can share our episodes. Just getting more people to know that we exist at all in the giant world of podcasting. There's a million podcasts that people can listen to and like 500,000 parenting podcasts. So just sharing our episodes would be a really great way to help people find us.
That feels so special, both like practically, but also just warm-hearted. When we see people tagging or reposting, it really buoys me because I'm just like, oh, okay, this does matter and people do care. And yeah.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like someone blew you a kiss and you're just like, I got that. Thank you.
Yeah. That is what it feels like.
Yeah. I think the last thing I would say just about how people can help us with this project or help us make this thing is, you know, Caitlin and I have talked so much about the community aspect of that. And it's part of what, as we're trying to build this, it's the idea is that people would show up to that space with that energy, that open arms, wide open curiosity, togetherness, that we can create this supportive community together. So if that is something you're interested in, we would love for you to bring that energy to this container that we're creating, because we really want to offer that to the great white us as we do this really hard work of parenting, impersoning, peopling. So thank you for being here. We really do love you and are so grateful.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You tell me when we're done, okay?
Bye.
This podcast is edited and perfected by Amelia of Softer Sounds.
For all the show notes and a transcript of today's episode, check out our Patreon, Scratch That Podcast. This is our hub. It's where you can join the conversation and be part of our community.
If today's episode resonated with you or made you think of someone, share it.
And if you want to support the pod and also make us glow inside, go give a 5-star review on Apple. That would be so lovely.
Thank you for being here, for listening, for being a part of this community.
We love you so much.